Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, and I am grateful for your presence and energy as we talk about the astrology and energies of this week. Today, I am broadcasting live on March 28th, and we're looking at the energies from today until April 4th, because yes, April is knocking on our doorsteps, and we are moving into a really interesting period of time here. And we are already in Mercury retrograde, which is going to continue until April 15th. However, we're dealing with a really potent new full moon that's building on March 31st. So I'm going to talk about that in today's episode. And we're going to look at what is happening here with the energies and with our best opportunities of right now. Because no matter what is going on, we always have choice. We always have our power. We always have our ability to navigate in the best and highest ways. And sometimes part of that navigation is in stopping, pausing, allowing ourselves to catch a breath, to not force, to not pressure, and to just wait. And that is one of the best things we can incorporate right now. Because what we're experiencing with this upcoming full moon on March 31st is a lot of pressure between energies that are trying to work something out within us, or you could feel it externally as well. But there is essentially three parts of ourselves that are in this conversation, and they're each trying to exert their needs and their intentions. So let's look at that, because I feel like this upcoming full moon is meant to be... it's meant to be two things. It's meant to break you out of something and break you free. And that can happen in so many different ways. But it's meant to help you see more of where you really want to go for the long term. There's a lot of us, of our energy and our awareness that's very present in right now, right now, right now. And that is represented by all the planets in Aries. We have the Sun in Aries, Mercury in retrograde in Aries, Venus in Aries, Uranus in Aries. Four planets in Aries. And they are in the moment, impulsive, right now, what can I do? I want to take action, I want to go forward, make something happen. The Aries energy is part of our masculine self. It's part of our masculine expression, of our sense of desire for the next thing. And with this time, we are actually receiving more light because of how we've just crossed the equinox, which opens us up to the increase in light, the increase in energy from the sun. And that builds here in the northern hemisphere until the solstice, when we have the longest days of sunlight. So from now until the solstice, we're in this building energy of light, which is the building and the awareness of what that is that you're really putting your effort into right now, that has meaning, that resonates, that's in alignment with all of you. And this is very personal. This is yours, okay? This is something in you that is rising up, that is coming up, that's important to where you're headed and what you're creating. And so this is essential to own and embrace right now. This is all the Aries energy that's asking you to really claim who you are and to do so with confidence and to do so regardless of what anybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what's happening to your left or to your right. It does not matter. Can you claim your place in what you're doing right now? And we're meant to do that because it is a foundational energy. It is the foundation of your sense of self in this lifetime. It's foundational. It is related to your root chakra energy. And when the root chakra energy is out of whack, out of balance, perhaps stale or old, old energy, there can be that sense of sometimes too much ego comes in to compensate. What we're doing is we need to really clean up and clear up that root chakra, your red chakra, if you're thinking of it in terms of colors. It's the root chakra where you feel confident, secure, strong, grounded, all these wonderful things that make up the foundation of you. Well, that's what the Aries energy is as well. So we're meant to be getting strong in that. Now, I just did a bonus show yesterday on Chiron in Aries. And I hope you have a chance to listen to that episode because I discuss what it means to move between the Pisces energy into the Aries energy and how we're meant to be letting go and clearing out with Pisces so that when Chiron goes in to Aries, we feel stronger in our ability to take a risk and to have more courage and to be self-leaders, to lead yourself forward with what you want next. So please listen to that show because I go into that more deeply. But it coincides with all this energy of right now because the Aries stuff is coming up for each of us individually and collectively to remind ourselves that we don't have to act from ego, which is the unhealthy masculine demonstration of power. Now, Aries goes for it. It's a warrior. It charges. It leads. It pioneers. It's a maverick. It's ready. It's ready for the next adventure and the new start. And so we're looking at, well, what is that? And with Mercury retrograde, we have time to figure it out, which I think is wonderful because Aries moves fast. And this gives us time to take a break and to not push. And that's just a theme right now, a growing theme of this last week in March into April. Don't push it. Don't force it. Allow something to sit. Earlier this week, I was trying to get something done. Normally, I can do it in the first time, and it's done. It took me, I think, close to 8 times. And I was driving myself mad, and I thought, I know I'm not supposed to be pushing this, and yet I feel the desire to get this done. So it took me a little bit to just let it go, right? Because I don't know if you're ever in that place of, I just need to cross this off my list, I need to get it done, but we get in that place of, we want to be productive, right? And we're like, okay, if I just have this off my plate, it's complete. And yet, it wasn't smooth, it wasn't moving, and it's like, okay, you know what, I am just going to surrender, and I'm not going to try again right now, I'll come back to it later in the week. And there's something right now around the fact that I think we're really supposed to be more internal, and of course trusting, that if it doesn't work smoothly, or if you're feeling it's a little bumpy, to know that it's not meant to happen just yet. And that when you come back to it, it'll probably be even better. Even better. So the Aries energy is the parts of us that want to go, go, go. Okay? Now the other strong energy here that we have in play is the Capricorn. We have Mars in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn. And so Team Capricorn is more about the practical, long-term goals that we're building and where we're putting in the time and the work and the effort, and it's that sense of, I really want this, and I'm going to work hard for it. That's really strong energy. But the Capricorn energy is different than the Aries energy because it says, well, of course it's not going to happen right away. Or, no, we need to go step by step, rock by rock, brick by brick, and we're not going to just rush off and rush forth. Now, this is also really important because the sun in Aries, Aries energy is ruled by Mars. So then we look in the chart and say, well, where is Mars right now? And that's where we find out more about the energy signature. Well, Mars is in Capricorn. So that means Mars in Capricorn is actually the ruler of all these planets that are in Aries. So there's this huge slowdown because Mars is saying, well, you're not going to get there fast, but you're going to get there if you keep working and you stay committed. So the Mars in Capricorn is really kind of the king here. It's really slowing us all down. And what we're supposed to do with all that is to simply take it day by day or hour by hour to move something forward and to not put the pressure on yourself, although you might have that impatience. Now, in addition to that dynamic, we have Mars and Saturn making a conjunction to each other. Saturn is at 8 degrees of Capricorn, and Mars is coming up. Mars is at, well, he's moving kind of slow. He's at 6 degrees, and he'll be conjunct Saturn this weekend, the first 2 days, 3 days of April. And so when it's always interesting when Mars and Saturn are in conversation, because Mars is the warrior who wants to go, who wants to charge, and who is very physical, if you will. It's about your physical body, what your body needs, how you exert and move your body, your sexual desire, how you go for what you want. And when Mars comes up against Saturn, well, Saturn is generally a giant no or a challenge, brake sign, red light, slow down, stop a second. But there's something interesting right now because Saturn is in his rulership in Capricorn. So he's really happy. He's a happy guy in Capricorn. He's working. He's in charge, getting things done, self-directed. You know, it's a good combination. And then Mars is in his exaltation in Capricorn, which is a good thing too. And that means that Mars does well in Capricorn. So it's interesting because both of these planets are actually in good places, and now they're working together. So there could be something here that even if it slows you down, it doesn't take away your determination. You have a sense of, well, this might take time, but I got the juice for it. I've got the determination. I can do it. I want to do it. So that's an interesting dynamic, because I feel like what we're really supposed to be doing right now is getting clear on what we want for the rest of this year. Because all these planets, these three planets in Capricorn, Mars, Saturn, and Pluto, are long-term thinkers. And when the sun enters Capricorn in December, we're going to start to see the manifestations of what we've been working on all this year. You'll see it beforehand, but that's really when the sun comes through and highlights the work, the effort, the time, the transformation. Now, it's crazy to hear me talk about December and January of next year, but it's only 9 months. That's not that far in the big scheme of things. So what we're meant to do right now is say, okay, I need to have a long-term perspective on what I'm building, what I'm creating that really has meaning for me, that is in alignment with who I am right now, and give yourself 9 months to really put in 100% and make it real. And that's just kind of this interesting shift of energy. It's a tension because a part of us wants it right now. We're like, no, I don't want to wait. Or you could think, what? All that time? Always working in our favor. Time always works in our favor. It's just our human minds that, you know, go away from that and go into our own expectations and our impulse, and I want to see it right now. And what the energy is saying is that this is going to take longer, but if you keep showing up, it's going to pay off. And so this is actually working with wherever the Capricorn planets are in your chart, wherever Capricorn is. And that's the area of your life that you are really committing to at this time and being asked to be in alignment with your self-identity and where you want that to go, that next mountain, that next destination, that next part and next phase of your life. So we're thinking long term here. It also brings up your intentions or your resolutions for this year. And what are those? And do those need to shift? And does it look differently right now? We're meant to get something started with all the energy in Aries, but we're meant to see it through and keep going with it as well. So then we bring into the mix here this full moon on March 31st, and it is at 11 degrees of Libra, and the moon will be in Libra. She will be by herself in Libra, and she's going to be opposing the Sun and Mercury in Aries, and then squaring Mars and Saturn in Capricorn. So this moon is very feminine, okay, and she's very kind, and she wants to talk about things, and she wants to relate and tell me how you feel, and this is how I feel, and what about this problem or this solution, and can we together work this out and talk it through and get on the same page? The moon in Libra looks for win-wins. She looks for the wins on both sides of the coin. But the planets right now are actually overpowering her. So there is something in your world, specifically at 11 degrees of Libra, that wants a win-win. And it's probably not going to happen because the Aries energy is putting everyone in their subjective place of thinking about themselves and what they need and who they are right now. And then the Mars and Saturn and Capricorn doesn't want to talk at all. It just wants to make decisions and get things done. So this moon is really precarious, and you could feel like your relationships aren't connecting this weekend. You could feel like things are just off, whether there is tension or it's almost like it just feels crunchy. That's the word I keep hearing, crunchy. It's like, well, I want this and I want that. And then something has to shift, and here's what it is. You have to shift into what your needs are. And looking at where the dynamic of giving and receiving within yourself needs to be in a healthier place. Because we tend to think, especially with Libra, that the energy is outside of us, but it isn't. Libra is about our relationships, and we're in relationship with everything. So how are you in relationship with yourself? And what if it's not about the other person? What if it's about something in you that you're ready to see in a different way and to own it? Because this Capricorn energy means that we have to be very stark with ourselves. We don't sugarcoat it. We just say, okay, it is what it is. That would be a Capricorn phrase. And there's a sense of, well, maybe I just didn't realize that's how I was in relationships, or that's how I showed up. So the full moon is a mirror, and we're looking at new parts of ourselves in relationships that perhaps we have given away part of our energy in order to be in relationships with some people. Yeah, just think about that for a second. Have you given away part of yourself staying in a relationship? And is that working for you? That's what the Capricorn energy says. How's that working for you? And maybe that's where the discomfort is. And you think, well, I have to change this, but I don't know how just yet. So I think it's more about the awareness. And then the beginning of April, especially those first 3 days of April, it's also a time of just sitting with it. Just sitting with it. And as much as you want to do or act or say, I would say no, no, no. Just sit with it longer in yourself. Because the interesting thing that both Aries and Capricorn have in common is that they're both leaders, but they both are independent. And so there's a sense here that you have to go it alone in figuring out something for you. Now, of course, it's great to talk with somebody you trust, but this is a more internal time. Aries is very independent. Capricorn is the hermit. So hold it within. Contain the energy that you are learning about this full moon so that you're bringing it into your awareness, and then you go forward. Now, what's great about April is that after Mercury stations direct on April 15th, we also have a new moon in Aries, and then it's go time, my friends. So right now, we're all kind of doing some stuff internally. We're just meant to be in that space of okay, let me really think about this or sit with this and look at what I have to learn or understand about me and my energy and how I'm dispersing my energy or how I'm sharing it. And remember, it comes back to your root chakra. Your root chakra needs to feel healthy and strong and clean and clear. I would work on doing energy work around that root chakra. And then, of course, all of the six chakras above it, so that you're getting this new sense of confidence within your energy field. And so this full moon is going to be about seeing relationships in a different way, seeing them as a mirror of you, but then sitting with it and going a little bit deeper. And the sitting with it, by the way, could be really uncomfortable. I'm not going to gloss over that. It could be uncomfortable. You could be like, ugh, yuck, I don't like this. You could even feel like you're mad at yourself for not knowing it, for not seeing it sooner, for not whatever, you know, that message comes up in your psyche about the information. You're meant to say, okay, I'm learning from this. I'm going to claim what is mine and release the rest. And then once you do that, like I feel like actually parts of the root chakra get like a chunk of it just gone. Like you're like, I don't even need that part of it anymore. It feels that there's a rise in healthy self-esteem. A rise in healthy self-esteem. Because you perhaps have seen who has been sinking it. Like the dead weight or the heavy weights. I'm getting the visual of an anchor on a boat that's just keeping it in one place. And maybe you're just ready to free yourself from that pattern, that connection, whatever it is that's no longer healthy for you. So we're looking at the sense of I'm rising in my self-esteem in the end of March, and that means I'm going to need some time to just be in my own energy. Again, not forcing anything, and to just allow what needs to come up to come up. It's an interesting, it's a blue moon, which means it's the second full moon in the calendar month. And so it's our second time in March that we're getting new information. That makes March a big energy time, which it has been. We had the first full moon on March 1st and 2nd. We had the new moon March 17th. We had the equinox March 20th. And now we're ending the month with another full moon. So we've had a big energy period. And then we go into April and we're going to have an awesome, I feel really great about this, new moon on April 15th in Aries. We have Chiron moving into Aries. We just have more momentum the middle of April. So continue doing what you need to do at this time in order to clean out and clear out what is stagnant or stale. Our lovely Lady Venus, she is finishing up her time in Aries this weekend. By the full moon, she will have entered Taurus, which is beautiful. Venus in Taurus is the earth goddess. She brings us to the garden, to our senses, to good food, to the beauties of the world, think of anything that really lights up your five senses, color, perfume, wine, the list goes on. We come back to earth. She is an earth goddess. She is the one who grounds us in practical matters, who supports abundance with financial flow and makes those doorways open up. And so the way to open up the financial flows that Venus will bring in April is to really feel strong in who you are, in your worthiness to receive. Now, Venus in Taurus is very feminine, and it is about receptivity, which is much needed with all of the strong Aries energy, which is the masculine. Interestingly, Capricorn is a feminine energy too. It is an earth sign, and even though we associate it with authority and status and CEO and all this stuff, it's actually a feminine energy that's more about being connected with the earth and being connected with the practical ways we build up our life. And when Venus enters Taurus, she's going to have some really lovely conversations with the three planets in Capricorn. And so that brings about, I feel that what it brings in is a part of you that can trust your ability to receive, and that you see that show up, whether that's through the opportunities or the, actually it's through women, because Venus is about women. And so it's the right women who come in and connect you to the right next steps in your business or in your goals or in your power. There's something here that we draw on our own feminine energy, and that lights up each other's feminine energy of giving and receiving. Venus will be much happier when she's in Taurus. When she's in Aries, she's impatient, and she's very much in her own mind and in her own energy. But when she enters Taurus, she tends to be more comfortable. So this will be good for money overall, and it will help perhaps connect you to trusting those financial flows in your life in a practical way, and taking care of money issues, and as well as receiving. I talk more about this full moon on my new YouTube channel. So if you want even more insights about what is showing up, be sure and check out Conscious Cool Chic on YouTube, and I have a video where I show you the chart for this full moon, and I go through what the planets are saying and how they're interacting. Let's see here. I'm going through my list to see what else is happening, because it's been felt like a long month. I don't know if you're feeling that way, but I guess there's something about January felt long too. I know there's 31 days in January and 31 days in March, but it's felt longer than 31 days. So let's see here. I just want to make sure that, okay, Chiron is now at 28 degrees of Pisces. Whew. Yeah, I'm not going to say too much about that right now because I talk about it in the other episode I just did for you where I talk a lot about Chiron and Pisces, so I'll save that commentary for that episode. Pluto is in fresh territory here at 21 degrees of Capricorn. So Pluto is actually going to station retrograde in about a month, in April 23rd, 24th. And that happens at 21 degrees as well. Pluto stays at 21 degrees for 2 months. So in your chart, you want to look at if you have any planets or points at 21 degrees. Actually, we're going to call it between 19 degrees and 23 degrees because you could be feeling it then. This is new territory for Pluto to be this far into Capricorn in the third decan. So he starts something, he triggers something that's going to come up and be revisited again in 2019. He's going to go back to 18 degrees of Capricorn. We're entering some new territory, again, in the area of your chart where there's Capricorn, and then he's going to go retrograde and then come back to this point again next January and February. So whatever's coming up right now, you'll be dealing with it again in January of next year. And this also reinforces the cycle I just mentioned of putting a long-term perspective into what you're creating and transforming. Because I feel that there's something really powerful, we associate power with Pluto, that's emerging in you, that's coming up for you to see and own. And it's going to be so much stronger by January of 2019. But we're getting hints of it right now. Hints of it right now. So just stay aware of what is coming up for you, let's see, in the next 2 months. Because that's where Pluto is, he's basically sitting at 21 degrees of Capricorn, and that makes it a very powerful point in a chart. And so it's good to see, well, where, what is showing up that's meant to transform you. It's meant to change you at a really deep level. That's what Pluto does. He makes us go deeper. We go into parts of ourselves, the subconscious, the unconscious, in order to make it conscious, in order to understand what's operating. You know, think of your computer, and you turn on your computer, and you see the screen, and you know there's things operating underneath. There's the security systems. There's stuff that makes your computer go, but you don't see it. That would be Pluto. Pluto is in the background. Pluto is the one that's working with you at a very deep level. And until you're aware of it, you know, you're not really in touch with it. So Pluto is bringing us into touch with more in our charts and more of our sense of personal power. And that's where it can stir things up. Like it can either stir up certain deep, deep feelings in you. It can stir up deep feelings in other people. I mean, it really depends on your chart, of course, but it's how Pluto makes sure that we are always evolving. And I see it as our soul growth. Pluto is our soul's growth in this lifetime, of what we are meant to understand about ourselves, what we signed up for in this lifetime, what we needed to embrace and really get a new way to claim it. So Pluto being at 21 degrees for 2 months is a big deal. And depending on your chart, of course, you could be feeling it more personally, but we'll certainly be feeling it in the collective as well. So let me see. I think that I actually feel like this was complete, that the show is complete. We covered the full moon, and you are now prepared with how to approach the week ahead, to take your time, to not force it, to look at your energy and what is outside of you that you need to claim, that what are relationships mirroring for you, but how are you going to do the necessary work to continue enforcing your energy field with the truth of who you are and who you're meant to be, and with, again, that rise in healthy self-esteem. That's what Aries helps us with. It helps us with our self-esteem and to say, yes, I am worthy of being here, and this is who I am, and I'm an independent person, and I have the courage and confidence to do what I need to do. So that's what's being lit up for all of us. Thank you so much to those of you who have been sharing this program in your Facebook groups and through email. I appreciate it, and I'm hoping that these messages help more people to understand themselves and to feel connected to something bigger. It also can just, you know, connect you with your own wisdom. I think that we can sense something, but when we hear it, when we hear another person say it, it's like, oh, validation. I was right. That's what I was feeling too. So I hope that's what this show does for you every Wednesday. And, of course, my website is ConsciousCoolChic.com if you'd like to learn more about me and my books and my offerings. And I also have sessions right now that I'm offering, one-on-one astrology sessions, if I can help you with anything that's coming up for you in your life. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you back here next Wednesday for our next live show. I wish you a beautiful blue moon, full moon, and many blessings for the week ahead, my friends. Take good care. Bye-bye.